For the guidance of the Lord that we have opportunity to study here together.
纽泽西这边大概是十月中 最漂亮。
In New Jersey, the most beautiful season is in mid-October.
到了十一月哈，很多的树叶都掉光了。
When it comes to November, many leaves on the trees have fallen.
不过前面还有几棵那个枫叶哈。
We can still see a few maple trees.
你们如果可以带一点回去做纪念品了哈。
You can pick a few maple leaves as a souvenir.
不过你出去的时候，你不要看到太阳很大。
Don't think the sun is very bright.
虽然太阳很大，但是外面的温度很低，还是要穿外套。
But actually, temperature is very cold. Please bring with your jacket.
所以这是不一样的气候哈。
So the weather here is very different.
我们继续来看约书亚记。
Let's continue study the book of Joshua.
昨天有人问说，看第七章，第七章。
Let's read chapter. Turn to chapter 7.
十节跟十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
约书亚记七章十节
Joshua chapter 7 verse 10
神吩咐约书亚说起来你为何这样匍匐在地呢十一节
11
以色列人犯了罪违背了我所吩咐他们的约取了当灭的物又偷窃又行诡诈又把那当灭的放在他们的家具里有人在问说为什么说以色列人犯罪违背神所吩咐的约
People ask the question why Israel sin and violate the covenant they made with God
因为这个吩咐是神在以色列人要攻打耶利哥城的时候就吩咐了
This command from God was given before they attacked the city of Jericho.
我们看六章十八节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 18.
六章十八节。
Chapter 6, verse 18.
神教导他们怎么征战，怎么得到这个耶利哥城以后。
God told them how to handle the city of Jericho.
特别交代他们。
And here's what God told them.
18节
Verse 18.
注意你们务要谨慎，不可取那当灭的物。恐怕你们取了那当灭的物，就连累以色列的全营，使全营受咒诅。
Verse 18. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them.Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to the destruction and bring trouble on it.
十九节
19.
说唯有金子、银子和铜铁的器皿都要归主为圣，必入主的库中。
All the silver, gold, and article of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury.
这也是神对他们的命令。神给他们的命令就是神给他们的一个约。
These are the command from God, and this command is actually the covenant.
耶利哥城啊，第一个攻击的城，所有的一些物主的东西通通要灭掉。
Jericho was the first city they tried to take, and all the things needs to be destroyed.
只有这些金属的东西呀、归给神。
And only the metal things belong to God.
所以百姓不可以去拿。
The people should not take it for themselves.
拿了以后他们自己本身要受惩罚，而且会连累到整个以色列营。
When they take these things, they not only himself will be receive God's judgment, they will also make the whole Israel liable to destruction.
这是神在他们要攻打耶利哥城的时候就跟他们吩咐了。
So actually God already told them before they attack or take a Jericho.
啊，但是很可惜，就是亚干呢，他就拿了衣服，试拿衣服。
Unfortunately, Achan took some of the clothes.
还有把一些金银呢，就把它藏起来。
He also stole some silver and gold and hide it.
神说他取了当面的物，违背了神所吩咐的约。
So God said, he took some of those devoted items and he violated God's covenant.
所以以色列人战争的时候啊，就失败了，36人死掉。
And that's why they were defeated and 36 soldiers died.
然后来亚干自己本身啊，跟他所有的也被他被用石头打死，其他的东西啊用火烧掉。
So eventually, Achan himself was stoned to death, and all the things he took was burned.
这是违背神的约哈。
This is why they violate God's covenant.
还有没有什么问题
？Any other questions?
犯错。他们什么？亚干犯错，为什么会连他们所有的这有两种讲法
The question is only Achan sinned. Why his whole family was destroyed?
因为这里不是讲得很清楚，因为亚干他的家人是不是有被烧掉？不是很清楚，所以有两种讲法。
There are actually two interpretations because the Bible did not describe very clearly whether only Achan was stoned to death or his whole family.
因为按照《生命记》里面讲不可因父杀子。
Because the Deuteronomy actually said that do not if the father sin, do not kill his son.
生命记二十四章。
And that's in Deuteronomy chapter
24, 16节
verse 16.
生命记二十四章十六节
Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 16.
不可因子杀父，也不可因为父亲杀儿子，凡被杀的都是为本身的罪。
Father shall not be put to death for their children, nor children put to death for their father. Each is to die for his own sin.
所以犯罪的人呢、应当是承担自己的罪。
So, only the one who sin, should be put into judgment.
所以有的人说亚干的孩子可能没有死，好像那个可拉的儿子没有死。可拉，知道吗？
Okay.
可拉党叛变嘛。可拉的祖孙没有死。
So some people explain, maybe the children of Achan did not die, just like the children of Korah.Did not die either.
那如果说亚干的孩子也跟着被处死的话
，If the children of Achan were also stoned to death,
可能是他们也参与了这个事情。
There's a possibility they actually participate the crime the father committed.
因为一件是拿衣服200色克勒银子。一条金子50色克勒，可能有很多的这些物质他家人跟着一起搬一起藏可能他们都知道一起做。
Because like in verse 21, they took many things like the clothing, the silver, and so perhaps his family people assisted him.
所以那个25节
So in verse 25,
用火焚烧他所有的，在原文是说焚烧他们，如果说他们包括亚干的家人可能他们家人是一起犯错。
So in verse 25 says, the judgment was to burn everything in that family. If the family actually participated in the crime, they were also punished.
如果他们儿女没有错的话按照律法是不可以把他杀掉的。
if their children actually did not commit any crime, and they should not be judged.
可能，所以有两种的看法了，就是说，如果儿女没有把它烧掉的话，就是他们就是按照律法，他们如果没有罪的话，没有把它烧掉。啊，如果他们被烧掉，就是因为他们有参与，这样。
The question is verse 24. The family or the children of Achan were also brought to the valley of Achor, and had they not sinned, why were they brought there? And the answer is that there are two explanations. One is the family participate his crime, so they were judged. Another is according to what would read in Deuteronomy, those who are sinless will not be punished.
再来我们看耶稣雅记的第八章。
Now let's look Joshua chapter 8.
从三十节以下
verse 30 onward，
我们看到以色列人他们主攻占了两个城，耶利哥跟埃城。
So far Israel only took two cities, Jericho and the city of Ai。
耶稣啊就把所有的人啊统统带到以巴路跟基利新山那里。
So at this timeJoshua led the people to the mountain of
以巴路基利心，就是在四剑附近
mountain of Gerizim、Gerizim which is near Shechem。
大概从埃城过去啊，大概三十公里，大概要走一天哦，要不要哦，大概要走一天哦，
从埃城过去、From the city to the journey between I and the Mount Ebal is about 30 kilometers. It requires like 1 day's journey.
讲起来他们那个时候啊很危险啊，还有很多的敌人在那里。
At that time, and there still, it was very dangerous. There was still a lot of enemy there.
但是耶稣也就把所有的人带到那里去。
But Joshua led all the people to that place.
因为这是神啊跟他们一个很重要的吩咐。
Because this is an important commandment from God.
就记在《申命记》二十七章。
This is in Deuteronomy chapter 27.
申命记二十七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 27.
说你们过了约旦河以后啊。
After you cross the river Jordan.
要在那个以巴路山的地方，第四节讲以巴路山的地方啊。要立石头，要在石头上面呢、抹上石灰。
You need to go to the Mount Ebal and set off stone, and also coat them with plasters.
然后把十条诫，把那个律法，所有的律法都要抄在上面。
And then you should inscribe all the law on these stones.
然后在那边献祭。
And they should build an altar to offer sacrifice.
向百姓宣告祝福跟咒诅的话。
And then you should declare the blessing and the curse from the Lord.
这是神对摩西的吩咐。
And this is a commandment from God to Moses.
摩西就交代耶稣雅。
And then Moses passed the command to Joshua.
所以耶稣雅得胜了埃城以后啊，他就把所有的人带到以巴路山那里。
So after they took the city of Ai,And Joshua led the people to Mount Ebal.
先为神筑了一座坛。
And he built an altar for God.
说把所有的律法书啊，统统抄写在石头上面。
And then he wrote the book of law on the stone.
然后把百姓十二个支派分成两边呐、啊，宣告祝福跟咒诅的话。
And then he divided the 12 tribes and into two parties. And then he declared.The blessing and curse.
从三十四节跟三十五节。
Let's read verse 34 and 35.
耶稣雅记八章三十四节。
Joshua chapter 8 verse 34.
随后耶稣雅将律法上祝福跟咒诅的话，照着律法书上一切所写的都宣读了一遍。三十五节。
Verse 35.
摩西所吩咐的一切话，耶稣雅在以色列全会众。和妇女孩子并他们中间聚集的外人面前没有一句不宣读的。
Okay. Verse 34, afterward Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessing and the curses, just as it is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly of Israel, including the women, the children, and the alien who live among them.
所以神对律法非常的重视。
God emphasized the law.
也叫耶稣亚说神的律法书你要常常去思想遵行，那你就凡事亨通顺利。
God asked people to meditate on His word and to practice, obey them, and then they will be blessed.
所以我请我们大家去查那个律法，传律法的一些经过。
This is another homework. You can study how the law was given to them.
我已经跟你们讲过了。
I already told you before.
因为这个律法是在西乃山的时候就宣布。
The law was actually first given at Mount Sinai.
出埃及记23章是讲诫命。
Exodus chapter 20 talk about the commandments.
21章到23章就是律例跟典章。
And then from verse 21 to 23 talk about all the ordinance.
其实全部的律法就是组织从20章到23章。
And actually all the law is described in verse 21, chapter 21 of Exodus to 23.
这包括三部分。
It consists two parts, three parts.
一个叫做道德律，就是最基本的十条诫命。
And first is the moral law, which is actually the Ten Commandments.
再来就是拜神啊，献祭崇拜的一些规矩，叫做礼仪律。
Second, the law regarding how to worship God.
第三部分就是说什么是可以洁净的，可以吃什么不可以吃，那个叫做卫生律，洁净的条例。
And the third part is the what is clean, what is unclean. And this part of law.
这个诫命是神亲自用手指头写在石板上面的。
And all these laws were written by God on the stone tablet with His hands.
后来摩西造会幕以后造约柜，这个诫命是要两块瓦板要放在约柜里面。
When the Ark of Covenant was built, these stone tablet was stored in the Ark of Covenant.
这个诫命不改的，不变的。
And the command never changed.
所以新约圣经里面都一直讲到，你要得永生，你要守诫命。
That's why even in New Testament, Jesus said, if you want to receive eternal life, you must obey the commandments.
这个诫命要全守，如果犯一条就是犯众条。
We need to observe all the commandments. If we violate one, or we violate all.
这是雅各书里面所讲的。
This is described in the book of James.
在启示录里面讲到那144,000人得救的人，说他们都是遵守神诫命的。
In the book of Revelation, talk about those who are saved. The number is 144,000, and those are the one who obey the commandments.
所以基本的道德律十条诫命不改。
So the fundamental Ten Commandments should never change.
而且主耶稣说，你不只是行动上不可以犯错，要从内心里面开始遵守。
Actually, Jesus' requirement is even stricter. Jesus asks us to do it from the heart.
另外这个其他的律例典章，就是其他的这些律法，说要把它写一份放在约柜旁边。
As for the other law and ordinance, the requirement is to copy it and make one copy and put aside the Ark of Covenant.
看《申命记》31章。
Let's refer Deuteronomy chapter
31,
verse 24.
申命记31章24节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse
24。 摩西将这个律法的话写在书上，及至写完了，25节。
25。
就吩咐台主约柜的立位人说，26节。
26。
将这个律法书放在主你们神的约柜旁，可以在那里见证以色列人的不是。所以这个律法书啊。 要放在约柜旁边。
The instruction here is take this book of law and place it aside the Ark of Covenant.
那边也说啊，你如果做王，要他们当中选王的话，王也要抄一本放在旁边。
And also, if they were to elect a king, and the king should make a copy of this and read it.
这《生命记》十七章十八节。
This is recording Deuteronomy chapter 17 verse 18.
十七章十八节。
Chapter 17 of Deuteronomy, verse 18.
说他登了国位，就要将祭司利未人面前的这个律法书啊，为自己抄录一本。十九节。
19.
存在他那里，要平生诵读，好学习敬畏主你的神，谨守遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。二十节。
20.
免得他向弟兄啊心高气傲，偏左偏右，离了这个诫命，这样他跟他的祖孙便可以在以色列的在国位上年长日久。所以说当国王要啊在国位上长久啊，就是要守律法了。
So this passage describe that if a king desire to have a long long-lasting throne, and then he must obey this law.
啊，其实不只是王啊，就是全民啊，所有以色列百姓都要守。
Not just king, but the whole people of Israel need to obey this law.
啊，看《生命记》第六章。
Let's refer Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记六章啊。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
六章一节到九节。
Verse 1 to 9.
说这是主你们的神所吩咐教训你们的诫命律例典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行。第二节，好叫你和你祖祖孙孙一生敬畏主你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。好，第三节
Verse 3,
以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在流奶隐秘之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如主你列祖的神所应许的。我们一直读下来就知道说，神吩咐他们的诫命啊，叫他们要全守，他们才能够蒙福长久居住。
So if we read through this passage, we can know that God has required people to observe all the decrees and commands, and then the people will be blessed.
还要殷勤教训儿女。
They should also diligently teach their children.
啊，坐下起来都要谈论。
And whether they were sitting or standing, they should talk about it.
啊，记在手上，还要写在房上。
And they should write these on their house and also on their hands.
所以这个是神啊非常重要的一种教训。
These are the important teaching from God.
啊，因为这个跟他们的后福有直接关系。
The law is directly related to the blessing and curse of the people.
所以耶稣啊很忠心的一个人呐、啊，一进到迦南地以后啊，啊就赶快要完成神所托付的这个工作。
Joshua being a very first faithful servant, after they entered the land of Canaan, and he immediately carried out this instruction.
把所有的律法书向全民宣读。
So he read the entire book of law to the people.
说没有一句不宣读的。
He didn't miss a word.
啊，所以就是要让他们用这个神的律法来成为他们建立整个国家的一个基础。
The book of law is supposed to become the foundation of this new nation.
并且把这个律法书就全部写在那个地上，写在石头上面。
And they inscribe the entire book of law on the 12 stones.
好，啊，对我们今天来讲啊，我们对神的教训啊，我们也要遵守，我们这样才能够一生一世啊，能够得到神的祝福。
Likewise, today, we need to obey all the commandments of God, then we'll be blessed in our whole life.
好，我们看约书亚记十一章。
Let's refer Joshua chapter 11.
约书亚记的十一章。
Joshua chapter 11.
以色列人他们进迦南的时候，是从中部耶利哥那边进去。
The people of Israel entered the land of Canaan from the middle part of this land.
所以把迦南地啊，就先把它切成两半哈。
So not they divide the land of Canaan into two parts, north and
south. 所以让这个迦南人本身啊，他们南北没有办法互相支援。
So the Canaanite in the north cannot be united with people on the south.
所以把中部切断了，把中部占领以后，然后攻打南部。
So they enter from the middle part of the land and then attack the southern part.
十一章啊，就是后来回到北部啊，把北部占领下来。
And chapter 11 recorded that then they went up north, conquer all the kings in north.
那这个北部有一个王叫做夏所。
There was a
夏所王叫做耶宾。
Okay, there was a king. In the northern part of the king of Hazor.
啊，这耶宾的可能就是一个称号了，好像有的称国王啊，像那个腓力士人的王叫做亚比米勒，像埃及的王叫做法老，这种称呼了。
Okay. They address the king like called Jabin, king of Hazor. Jabin is perhaps a title, just like Pharaoh being the title of an Egyptian king.
因为我们看到那个《四书记》的时候，还有一个夏所王耶宾嘛。
Because later we read a book of Judges, we can see another Jabin, king of Hazor.
那这个夏所王啊，他就联合北方的王要来跟以色列人打。
This king of Hazor tried to unite with many other northern kings, try to attack the Israelite.
以色列人就凭着神的应许。
The Israelite based on the promise of God.
第六节说啊，神对约书亚说：“你不要怕。”
In verse 6, the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them."
我要把他们交在你们的手里。
I will hand all of them over Israel.
啊，你们要砍断他们马的蹄筋，要用火焚烧他们的车辆。
You are to hamstring their horses, burn their chariot.
因为北方王他联合起来又有很多的人数很多又有很多的马车了。
The number of enemies is numerous and they also have chariot.
然后耶稣也就带着所有的军队按照神的吩咐去征战。
So Joshua led the whole army and went against their enemy.
第八节说神就把敌人交在他们的手里。
Verse 8 describe God handed over their enemy to their hands.
所以他们就得胜了。
So they won the victory.
第九节说，耶稣也就照神的吩咐把那个马的蹄筋砍断把那个车辆就烧掉。
Verse 9, Joshua did what the Lord told him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariot.
所以他们是凭着神的应许按照神的吩咐来征战，来得胜。
So they won the victory based on the promise and command of God.
所以我们看到他们得胜有一个步骤神怎么吩咐他们。
We can see the steps of their victory. First, God gave them certain instructions.
耶稣就照着遵行。
And Joshua just obeyed God's instructions.
神就把敌人交给他们。
And then God hand over their enemy to their hands.
这是他们得胜的一个步骤。
These are the steps of their victory.
为什么要把这个马的蹄筋跟那个车辆把它烧掉，把马蹄筋砍断？
Why do they need to hamstring the horses and burn their chariot?
因为神不要他们靠这些物质的东西，要让他们专心靠神。
Because God does not want the Israelite utilize these resources. God wants the Israelite rely on Him fully.
所以《申命记》十七章里，十七章
，In Deuteronomy chapter 17,
神知道说以色列人他们将来会立王。
God knew that the Israel eventually will have their king.
就告诉他们说你们不要设立很多的马匹很多的那个军兵。
And God gave them instruction, do not acquire great number of horses for this king.
目的就是说叫他们不要想要靠一些物质的东西，要专心靠神。
The purpose is that the people of Israel will not rely on any material resource, just rely on God alone.
所以以色列人在打仗往往不是靠他们的兵器，而靠他们的勇士来得胜。
So many times the reason the Israelites won the victory is not because that their soldier,
而是神跟他们同在，帮助他们，让他们得胜。
But because God was with them, God helped them.
所以世人就作诗说啊，有人靠车，有人靠马。
That's why the psalmist wrote, some people rely on the chariot, some rely on the horse.
但是我就靠着耶和华，靠着真神的名得胜。
But I win the victory by relying on God.
大卫要跟哥利亚打仗的时候
，When David fought against Goliath,
哥利亚全身都是武装啊。
Goliath was wearing his full armor.
从小就是一个战士
，and he was a soldier from young.
那所以他看到大卫啊，他只拿一个机弦跑过来。
But David only brought with him
so 就看不起他
a stone slinger, and then Goliath despised him.
但是大卫说，你来打仗是靠着弓、刀、枪、铜戟呀。
So David said to Goliath, "You come with the sword and armor."
但我今天跟你打仗是靠着你所辱骂的这个以色列的神的名。
But my reliance is the God who you despise or blaspheme.
只有鞭炮啊，一个石头甩过去啊，那个哥利亚就倒下去了。
So David just threw a stone, and then Goliath fell.
大卫连刀都没有啊。
David did not even have a sword.
结果跑过去啊，用那个哥利亚的刀啊，就把哥利亚头割下来。
So David actually used the sword of Goliath to kill him.
所以神要以色列人啊，要专心靠他。
So God's wish is that His people rely on Him only.
所以不是靠着车马兵器，所以叫他们要把这个马的蹄筋砍断，啊，把那个车辆烧掉。
And that's why God asked His people to hamstring the horses and burn the chariot.
我们看十一章的十八节。
Let's read Joshua chapter 11 verse 18.
十一章十八节。
Chapter 11 verse 18.
耶稣亚和诸王征战了许多年日，十九节。
19.
除了基遍的西位人之外，没有一个曾与以色列人讲和，都是以色列人征战夺来的。所以他们战争胜利了。
So these verses talk about they had many victories.
除了基遍以外，全部都是征战得到。
Except the city of Gibeon, they won the victory. For the rest of the city, they won the victory through battle.
在二十一节
，verse 21.
说当时耶稣也在山地啦、西伯伦底壁啊、犹太地啊。将那个亚纳族人剪除了，耶稣也将他们和他们的诚意都毁灭掉。那么本来这个亚纳族人呢、啊，让以色列人呢、啊、吓破胆的。
In verse 21, describe Joshua went and destroyed the Anakite before the Israelites were afraid of Anakites.
因为他们说，哇，他们有那个很巨大的那个巨人，我们跟他们比，好像蚱蜢一样。
Because they say Anakai is like a giant, and before then the Israelite was like a grasshopper.
结果因为这样，所以以色列人才要多绕行三十八年呢。
Because of this fear, the Israel wandered in the wilderness for 38 years.
但是他们后来凭着信心呢、啊，靠神帮助，把这些亚纳族人呢、啊，就把他们除掉了。
But later, with faith, they conquered the Anakites.
所以最后只有在那个非利士地的地方啊，还存在一些亚纳族人，哦，其他的地方全部都没有。
Finally, there was only a few Anakites left in the land of Philistine.
所以后来整个这个战争啊就结束了，所以他们没有战争就得享安息了。
And then, they fought all the war and then and we rested.
所以我们征战的结果啊。就是要得胜了以后得享安息。
So the purpose of a war is to have peace at the end.
十二章就把他们七年征战的成果啊，把它做一个统计。
In chapter 12, they listed the defeated kings.
讲到说他们在约旦河东，在摩西带领之下得胜了两个王。
First, they mentioned before they crossed the river Jordan, on the east side of Jordan, they killed two kings.
因为那个时候啊，他们不信埋怨试探神啊。
However, because of the faithless and the complaint of Israelite,
所以只有在旷野漂流啊，只能够得胜两个王。
They wander in the wilderness and they only overcame two kings.
后来他们凭着信心过约旦河以后啊，他们就勇敢征战。
But later by faith, they crossed River Jordan and they fought with great courage.
所以到二十四节的时候说，总共得胜了三十一个王。
So in the end, in verse 24 described they defeated 31 kings.
所以这是两个不一样的地方啊。
So this shows the great contrast.
所以有信心啦，神帮助啦，你看到处都能够得胜。
With faith, and then they obtain help from God, and they have victory over victories.
啊，软弱失败啊，啊埋怨啦，啊就没有办法得胜。
On the other hand, if they lose faith and they complain against God and they encounter a lot of defeat.
不过我们看到说一个小小的迦南地啊，其实不大。
Actually, the land of Canaan was not big.
那里住了三十几个王。
And there were about 30 some kings there.
所以各住为政啊，当然很容易就被攻打就消灭掉。
So each king just were like they are independent country, so they were very weak each individually.
主耶稣说啊，一个城里面啊，如果互相纷争啊，这个城会衰败。
Jesus said, if a country among the country the people fight each other, then the country will become very weak.
一个国家里面如果互相纷争的话，这个国也会衰败。
So if the people in a country fight each other, the country can fall easily.
所以在魔鬼知道他魔鬼的国度，他们也是很团结啊。
So even the devil knows about this truth, so they are very united.
因为有人说啊，主耶稣是靠着鬼王在赶鬼，所以主耶稣就这样回答他们。
Some people criticize Jesus, say he casts out demons by the power of demons. This is the way Jesus answered them.
所以我们知道啊，在神的国啊，魔鬼要破坏我们，就是让你啊不能够团结。
So the way Satan attack the kingdom of God is to cause us to lose unity.
啊，如果不能够同心呐，啊，就失掉力量。
If we cannot be united, we lose the strength.
啊，另外从属灵上来讲啊，这个王啊，都是代表一些罪恶啦、血气啦、人力，都是一些啊不好的事情。
Also spiritually, this king represent all the sin and the flesh of human beings.
我们要把所有的这罪恶的王啊，一个一个啊，把它消灭掉。
We must overcome all the sinful king in our hearts.
比如说，我们有骄傲、自私啦、嫉妒啦、愤怒啦。
For example, we have pride and jealous and or arrogance in our heart.
很多啊，属血气、属情欲的事情啊，都好像王一样占据我们的心。
And many lustful desire and things belong to flesh occupy in our heart.
所以我们在小的时候唱那个儿童诗歌啊。
Remember, we sing this children hymn.
他说我们的心中有两个王，一个是天国的王。
And there are two kings in our heart. One is a king of heaven.
啊，一个是魔鬼撒旦。
Another king is Satan.
啊，神是要我们上天国了，但是魔鬼是要我们下地狱。
The king of heaven want us to enter heaven, and Satan want us to go to hell.
其实那个魔鬼是众善的仇敌呀。
Satan is actually the enemy of all the good.
所有的罪恶啊，都是从他来的。
And all the sin come from him.
啊，所以。我们有了神的灵啊，我们就不要体贴肉体，我们要体贴圣灵。
So now we have received the Holy Spirit, we should be more considerate to Holy Spirit.
还要靠圣灵帮助来驻守肉体上的情欲。
By relying on the help of Holy Spirit, we can subdue the desire of flesh.
把我们心中所有各样情欲啊，一个一个对付，一个一个把它消灭掉。
So we can defeat all the fleshly or sinful desire in our heart.
啊，当然，除了这些罪恶以外啊，除了罪恶以外
，in addition to the sin,
我们也不能够有其他的事情啊来取代神在我们心中的地位。
We should not allow any other thing to replace God in our heart.
我们的心中啊，只有能够尊主为大，尊主为王。
And our only king in our heart should be our Lord.
所以名利啦、地位啦、财富啊，都不能够取代神在我们心中的地位。
Whether fame and fortune should not replace God in our heart.
当然，我们也不能够尊重我们的亲人过于尊重神。
Of course, we should not honor our family member more than we honor God.
所以，就是心中的一些王啊，都要除掉。
So that is we need to get rid of all these evil kings from our heart.
唯有迎接耶稣做我们的王。
The only true king of our heart should be Jesus Christ.
十三章就开始分配土地了。
Starting from chapter 13, we can see they start dividing the land.
神对约书亚说：“你年纪老迈啦，但是还有很多未得之地。”
God told Joshua, you are already of old age, but there's still many land that hasn't been taken yet.
有一位长老读到这一段圣经啊，他很感慨。
One elder read this passage, and he had many thoughts.
他觉得说，哇，我年纪这么大了，真的还有很多未得之地。
He said, I'm of old age, and yet there are still land has not been taken.
还有很多灵修不完全的地方。
This symbolizes that I have many defect in my spirituality.
还有很多的圣工啊，想要做，但是还没有完成。
And also, there are many holy work I have not accomplished yet.
所以还是要继续努力呀。
So I should,
因为还有未得之地。
I should still work hard because there are still many land needs to be taken.
那神对耶稣亚说啊，你主管呐、啊，把这个地凭着信心分给以色列人。
God said, don't worry, you just divide this land to these 12 tribes.
然后每一个支派还要继续去征战，把敌人赶走，他们就可以在那里安居。
Even those land is still filled with Canaanite, once you divide the land, each tribe should continue to fight their battle.
所以十四章啊，就讲到九个支派办他们怎么在河西的地方分配土地。
In chapter 14, describe how the 9.5 tribe divided the land to the west of the Jordan River.
十三章的后面是讲到两个支派半呢，在河东地分配土地。
And in chapter 13, talk about the 2.5 tribe divided the land to the east of River Jordan.
这个分配土地啊，河东地啊，是在民数记的32章。
Actually in Numbers chapter 32 talk about how they divide the land into the east of Jordan.
民数记三十二章啊。
Numbers chapter 32.
讲起来，这个河东地啊，本来不是神要给他们的地方。
Originally, this part of land is not part of the promised land.
但是河东有两个王啊，他们来跟，本来以色列人要经过，他们不要，他们就是要打仗，所以就把他们占下来。
There were two kings in the territory of to the east of Jordan, and they overcame these kings and they took the land.
这个两个支派，流便跟加德人啊，看到说，哇，这一片土地这么好啊，很多草原。
So the tribe of Reuben and Gad thought the land is good, so they took this.
就要求摩西啊，把这块地给他们。
So they asked Moses to give them this land.
一开始啊，摩西啊不高兴啊。
In the beginning, Moses was very displeased.
说你们怎么不过去打仗？你们会影响到其他百姓的那个信心的。
Moses said, "If you stay this land, you will not fight with your brothers."
后来他们答应说啊，好了，我们的勇士啊，跟着其他的弟兄一起去打仗。
They promised that they will send their soldiers with the rest of the tribe to fight a battle.
我们先造城哦，让那个我们的妇女孩子啊住在城里面。
Please allow us to first build a city in this land so that our children and women can stay here.
我们的勇士啊就带兵器啊，跟着其他的支派一起打仗，打完仗以后再回来。
But we will send our soldier to cross the river with you to fight a battle. When the battle is over, they will return their home country.
后来摩西才答应啊，把这个河东地给这个两个支派。
So Moses agreed with their plea.
啊，另外一个半支派马拿西半支派是因为他们有一个勇士啊，啊去打战得到了一块很大的地方。
Another half tribe is the tribe of Manasseh, and because they have a courageous soldier and he fought a piece of land.
所以以色列人有两个支派半呢，在河东地。
So, two and half a tribe stay to the east of Jordan.
啊，所以这一块地啊是比较次等的地方。
And this is considered secondary territory.
啊，因为他们离那个圣殿会幕的地方都比较远。
Because they are a long distance from the holy city.
而且在东方啊，也没有什么屏障，所以他们最快被掳掉。
And also because that part they don't have any natural protection, so easily they were defeated and captured.
主要是因为他们呢、啊，看到草原，看到他们的那些牲畜可以在那里牧羊啊，所以为着财物。为着儿女就不愿意去打仗，就要留在那里。
And mainly is because they saw this land is has many good pastures, good for their stock, and they stay there.
所以看到眼前的利益啊，但是输掉了很多福分。
So they only emphasized the physical material blessing, they lost many spiritual blessing.
比如说他们的儿女啊，没有办法跟着去征战，就没有看到神很多的作为啊。
For example, their children did not participate in the battle, so they did not witness the great work of the great deeds of God.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.